When he designed his own gliders in 1896, he hired younger men to try them on the lonely dunes at the tip of Lake Michigan near Chicago. One design Chanute tried was a near replica of one of Otto Lilienthal's, built and flown by Augustus Herring, an ambitious flight experimenter whom Chanute had hired as an aide. It acted cranky and uncertain in the stiff lake breezes. To keep any control at all, the operator was forced to throw his body back and forth like a tightrope dancer without a pole. A second machine was of Chanute's own design, a high stack of curved ribbed wings that looked, in an early permutation, like six pairs of birds superposed, though the men nicknamed it the Katydid for its passing resemblance to the long-horned grasshopper of the same name. But the profusion of wings was not its key feature. Chanute had reasoned that if Lilienthal's problem was the operator's inability to shift his weight fast enough to control the wings, then perhaps the wings should move instead of the man. He attached each wing to a central frame so that it could pivot to stern when struck by a gust, then snap back on a spring. This, he hoped, would be an automatic way of keeping the centers of pressure and gravity together. In 100 glides, the machine proved steady, safe, and manageable. But its longest distance was only 82 feet, and there seemed to be no special magic in the pivoting wings. A third design did better. It had two plane surfaces, a biplane or double-decker configuration, that Chanute bound together by crisscrossing guy wires in a pattern familiar to anyone who had seen many bridges. But the prize of automatic stability seemed no closer than before. The inconstancy of the wind had baffled Chanute, and...